from KQED.
Joe Eskenazi is a columnist for the San Francisco publication Mission Local, and he remembers this one story about Mohammed Nuru, the city's public works director who was arrested by the FBI earlier this week. Joe remembers walking through Chinatown with another San Francisco power broker.
Rose Pack and I, we were in Chinatown, and she noticed a pile of refuse and boxes and crap, you know, a big one, and she just instinctively, picked up her cell phone and called up Mohammed Nuru, and his guys came out and cleaned it up.
Mohammed Nuru's gotten things done for powerful people in San Francisco, and he's been accused of some pretty shady stuff before. But the fact that he did get stuff done when the right people called is one reason why he rose to one of the highest positions in city government. I'm Devin Katayama. Welcome to The Bay.
Mohammed Nuru was hired under the Willie Brown administration in the year 2000. He was a lieutenant in the Public Works Department, not the second or third up high, but someone who was working with the directors at the time. And you know these directors. They're Ed Lee. They're Ed Riskin. So these are, you know, men who matriculated to higher things.
How did Mohammed Nuru rise to the level of director of public works for the city of San Francisco?
By getting things done for the people who asked him to get things done. To an extent, it was not unlike the anecdote I told you earlier that Rose Pack called him up and things were cleaned. That is a useful person to have in government for people who have his cell phone number or otherwise can get a hold of him expediently.
Is somebody who gets the job done like Mohammed Nuru a common figure in San Francisco politics?
I think that, you know, many organizations have someone like this who will get things done. And what many of you are probably thinking as you listen to this is that, but San Francisco streets are filthy. But, you know, if certain people called him and asked him to clean up something, it would get cleaned. And that includes members of government. And as noted before, it includes people who are adjunct to government like Rose Pack or others who, you know, it was a very politic thing.
This job that Mohammed Nuru's kept is a pretty big deal in San Francisco, and not just because former directors have used it as a jumping-off point to higher office. The Department of Public Works has a huge budget, about $500 million, and it touches every part of the city. The department cleans the streets, prunes the trees, but also does big projects, like just this week, part of Market Street went car-free. That's the Public Works Department. But even before Mohammed Nuru became Public Works Director in 2011, he had a history of some pretty shady business, which makes you wonder, how did he keep such a high-profile job for so long?
Mohammed Nuru was accused of misappropriation of funds for personal use. Tens of thousands of dollars was put into cleaning and manicuring areas, I believe, adjacent to where he lived. There was retaliation against whistleblowers. People who worked under him allegedly were directed to do political activities, i.e. tearing down political signs or other, you know, things like this, while on the public dime, on work hours. That all happened. Why is someone who had this on his resume, why did this person advance? And at some point you have to say, this wasn't a deterrent. It was a resume builder. This is why he got the job. We've reported repeatedly on Mission Local that public works crews showed up ahead of time on event, you know, for places the mayor is going to appear and clean it before she gets there. And this is something Mohammed Nuru did not have to be asked to do. He got the job because that's what he did, and that's what they wanted him to do, and they wanted someone who would do these things if asked. Sending out power crews to power watch where the mayor would be without being asked. That's how you keep the job. But he got the job because of his resume.
In other words, Nuru kept the right people happy. That's not to say that everyday residents weren't critical of the job that he was doing. For example, Nuru got a lot of backlash for his response to one of the more controversial stories around homelessness in the city last year.
Late 2019, residents of a small San Francisco side street called Clinton Park, which many of us had traveled on but never known the name of, unilaterally decided to put mid-sized boulders on the street to deter homeless people from camping there or allegedly dope dealing there. And people who felt that this was a coarse, use of abuse of power rolled them into the gutter. Nuru's crews repeatedly put them back where they had been illegally placed. despite the fact that there was no permitting for them and despite the fact they weren't supposed to be there. And when this finally ended, when they were finally hauled off and dumped in a yard somewhere or whatever, Mohamed Nuru said that the real problem was that they needed larger boulders. That was his quote, that they needed larger boulders. And I think that was indicative of Mohamed Nuru's worldview.
The sidewalks are not places for people to camp, or they're not places for people to sell drugs. And so we really feel very proud of the neighbors, and we'll support them in any way we can.
The director is referencing the...
What I had written is that Mohamed Nuru himself was the larger boulder. He was someone who would come up with those types of simple solutions. And I have solutions in quotation marks in my mind for complicated problems.
A lot of people were upset about Nuru, not just for the boulders, but for other issues around homelessness too. When homeless camps get swept, Public Works is usually involved. But that's not why Nuru's long career is now in trouble. This week, the FBI charged him with public corruption for multiple schemes, including trying to bribe an airport commissioner.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Dave Anderson. I'm the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of California.
The allegations here do not involve the massive budget and its difficult to trace effect on the filth or on San Francisco's streets. The actual allegations are jarringly small time. It's more about the atmosphere of casual corruption that was involved in attempting to accomplish these small-time schemes. So, you know, yes, we have a massive budget in public works and we have a massive budget towards cleaning the streets, but this isn't an accusation that anyone was siphoning off from that. This is more about, you know, Mohamed Nuru purportedly using his influence to push for other things.
Mr. Nuru is one of the highest-ranking employees in San Francisco. He is entrusted with broad contracting authority on behalf of the citizens of San Francisco.
In a nutshell, Mohamed Nuru and restaurateur Nick Bovis are accused of attempting, unsuccessfully as it were, to bribe an airport commissioner $5,000 to open up a chicken shack at San Francisco International Airport.
So for somebody who might not know why that's small time, that seems like something they might have been able to do anyways. I mean, Nick Bovis is a well-known restaurateur in San Francisco.
In fact, during all of the wiretaps, many of the people involved said, you know, you don't need to give us this money, we could just do this. And that is indicative of how San Francisco works. There is just an in-club and people just do what they're asked because it's expected of them.
That's so interesting.
The $5,000 is kind of cinematic.
It's why they think an envelope full of money was the way to do it if some of these commissioners are like, you don't need to do this.
That's hard to say. On the wiretap, Nick Bovis said it was Mohamed's idea. San Francisco thrives on soft corruption. This is hard corruption.
Obviously, it's not like this is San Francisco's first big scandal. There have been problems for decades in San Francisco. And it's not just San Francisco, too. Big cities have these types of things that go on. So for somebody looking at this, are they to think, like, this is just business as usual in city government?
There is a knee-jerk cynicism that I would warn against. I would say that you need to be more of an educated cynic to appreciate what's going on in San Francisco. What was caught on here is both business as usual and not business as usual. There is, as I mentioned, the atmosphere of casual corruption, and you have to read through the complaint about how things are quote-unquote primed at the airport and who gets the deals. Other elements here do seem more business as usual. The behind-the-scenes finagling with regard to a development project, or the expectation that somebody would provide discounted minor things, meals, a tractor, yeah, or at work on a home. That strikes me as more business as usual. But that's not why the FBI was in here with wiretaps after wiretaps. They weren't here to bust the public works director for getting bribed with a tractor. This is part and parcel of something bigger, and we're going to see where it leads.
Can you talk a little bit more about what's next?
The way the FBI and the U.S. attorney rolled this out was no accident. This was meant to be a message to the people who are named obliquely in the complaint, Contractor 1, Contractor 2, Developer 1, that we know who you are and we know what you did, and we have other things that we probably didn't list that we know what you did, and you should come and talk to us. What Dave Anderson, the U.S. attorney, said is, he said, walk, don't run, but I think he meant to say run, don't walk. And so that was no accident. And the way that they wrote the complaint was no accident either. Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez at the Examiner had a good line. He said they didn't leave bread crumbs, they left bread loaves.
Joe says that the line between this casual corruption and this harder corruption, like getting a bribe, it can be blurry sometimes. But that in the big picture, the way San Francisco politics works doesn't necessarily have to be like this.
There is a lot about San Francisco that we could all stand to look in the mirror. You know, extracting concessions from people is part of how we do things here. That's not necessarily the case in other parts of the country. You know, you don't need to go through a song and a dance and pay off local nonprofit leaders if you want to build something in other parts of the country. I understand why things are the way they are, and it's not always, sometimes it is not necessarily a bad thing, and sometimes there are altruistic reasons, but sometimes it's not. And also, as I told you, everybody knew what Mohamed Nuru was there to do, and people did not complain about it in this way beforehand.
Or the right people didn't complain, right? Because it sounds like workers were like pissed off. Workers underneath him were pissed off, but the right people weren't complaining.
I can tell you this, that, you know, when news of his arrest broke and, you know, when we put it on the internet, I happened to walk out of the place where I was and there were public works employees digging up the street. And I said, you know, have you heard the news? And they said, yeah. But they also looked at me kind of serious and said, why are you asking me now? Why weren't you asking me about this before?
So all of this is happening as San Francisco, and really the Bay Area has become such an unequal place. We know there are a lot of people who are barely getting by, while it seems like if you have money, if you have connections, you get even further ahead and things basically get done for you. How does that idea tie into this story?
The fact that certain people can like pick up the phone and dial a department head and get their problem solved is indicative of that, whereas other people have to call 311 and say that, you know, there's a chop shop in front of my house, or that this tree is so overgrown that like cars can't get under it, and you're 3 months late picking it up, etc. I think it speaks to a multi-tiered response in government, and some people don't even have to ask.
Meanwhile, London Breed has placed Nuru on administrative leave. In a statement, she said the city will, quote, cooperate fully with any investigation. Another city official, San Francisco Supervisor Matt Haney, also called for a special investigation into the Public Works Department. Meanwhile, the rest of us will have to wait and see whether these arrests will eventually lead to bigger ones. Joe Eskenazi is an editor and columnist with Mission Local. You can follow him on Twitter, at ESKSF. And for more updates on the story, you can go to kqed.org, or you can follow us on Twitter. We are at TheBayKQED. The Bay is produced by Erica Cruz Guevara and editor Alan Montecilio. KQED's leadership team includes Julie Kane, Vinny Tong, Ethan Lindsay, and Holly Kernan. I'm Devin Katayama. That's it for The Bay. We'll talk to you next time.